Time now for a look at the news for a Friday. It is the 20th day of July for 2018. Topping the news today, a 73-year-old San Andreas man was pronounced dead at the scene of a solo vehicle accident in San Andreas yesterday. According to the CHP, the incident happened just after 1 o'clock on Russell Road west of Market Street off Highway 49 in San Andreas. The man was driving a 1966 Chevy truck eastbound on Russell Road and made an unsafe turn. The truck went off the roadway and smashed into a small tree, a large concrete block column, and a wooden sign. Emergency crews attempted CPR, but were not able to revive the man. The victim's name is not being released pending notification of family. The CHP reports it's unknown whether alcohol and or drugs or possibly a medical emergency were a factor in the crash, pending toxicology reports by the Calaveras County Coroner's Office.
Well, a murder case that's been in Calaveras County courts for the past 5 years has finally come to a close. Charity Fort has been sentenced in Calaveras Superior Court to more than 24 years in prison for killing her husband. Now, Ford, now 61, has been in jail since October 2013 when she was arrested for fatally shooting her husband, Randolph Randy Ford, on the suspicion he had been cheating on her. Well, in June, Ford accepted an offer from the Calaveras DA's office and pled guilty to felony voluntary manslaughter, felony assault with a semi-automatic firearm on a person, and admitted to two enhancements for using a firearm. Now, in lieu of the plea offer, three additional counts were dismissed, including murder, attempted murder, and child endangerment, because Ford's 5-month-old granddaughter was in the home at the time of the shooting. There were also three additional enhancements that were dismissed as a provision of the plea. Ford was sentenced to a total of 24 years, 4 months in state prison. She'll receive 1,178 days credit for time served.
And the Amador Water Agency, along with the help of the Amador Board of Supervisors, have secured a $4.9 million state community development block grant to replace old water mains on Buckhorn Ridge Road near Pioneer Park. The project will improve fire protection and correct bottlenecks in the water main. The Amador County Supervisors partnered with AWA in receiving that grant to continue upgrades to water mains in the area that began last year, improving water pressure for homes, correcting a health hazard, and increasing water supply for firefighting. Construction on this second phase is planned for next spring.
And the CHP looking for the driver of a white Nissan Murano involved in a hit-and-run in Murphy's. Security video taken in the parking lot of the Sierra Hills Market on Highway 4 shows the suspect behind the wheel of the Nissan on Tuesday around 11:30 a.m. Now, a Nissan Murano is the larger Nissan SUV. Now, he backed into the rear of a 2016 Land Rover that was unoccupied after hitting that vehicle. The video shows the man taking off without attempting to notify the other driver or leave his name, number, or any insurance info on the vehicle. According to the San Andreas CHP, they have very good camera footage of the driver and the collision. Unfortunately, they cannot make out the license plate. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident, or if you recognize the man from the picture posted on our Facebook page, contact CHP at 754-3541 during normal business hours.
And the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians has recently been recognized for their outstanding efforts in making the Jackson Rancheria Resort Hotel 100% smoke-free indoors and for adding a new expansion to the smoke-free gaming area. The presentation by the Health and Social Policy Institute and the California Clean Air Project pointed to the tribe as a leader in creating the smoke-free space at the hotel. Now, on July 12th, the California Clean Air Project presented the Clean Air Award California to the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians. The California Clean Air Award has been reserved for organizations, cities, counties, and law enforcement agencies that have made measurable progress in providing clean, smoke-free air for the California public over the past 15 years.
And the Friday evening Amador Arts TGIF concert series continues tonight in Plymouth. This week's concert will be in Plymouth Park featuring the Americana sounds of old souls. The music starts at 6. Come early, set up your picnic, hang out with friends. For more details, amadorarts.org.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.